cheesy and what's not to be.
Have I got a story for that?
Can you find a parking space?
This job's gonna be really hard. In my experience,
hard are one of those. In other words, much of it on the little clothes. Crack's not addictive. You just hallucinate, smelling and tasting it for the whole week after you smoke it. And you want it, you think about it a lot. But it's not addictive. Person. I'm making an art film.
Of what? Trees?
Art.
What's art?
Beauty of subjects. Beauty of subjects.
You got a lot around here, except there's a lot of brush, but... The sky is blue and the sun is out today. I must say, that's beautiful. You can't see that very often here, right? Are you filming already? Shit, dude. You can tell me when you turn it on.
No, that would be the point of that. Stereo.
A toast to the chef. Mm-hmm. Bravo. Bravo. 25 courses. I can't believe it.
And there's bread there.
How did you do it?
It's all day. You're cooking this thing all day.
Dormant. I'm from Dormant.
I live right down the street.
Take a little bit. Get a picture. Get a picture with a nigger.
Yes. Yes.
Do you want a picture? make a picture.
I will. Yeah. I will.
Get still in this.
I have to get it from on the computer. I'll get.
You gonna give it to your?
We'll get you a copy.
Your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigger. We was a little bit of nigger and Adam of Jaeger. Right?
3, 2, 1, boom!
Yeah.
The flash.
Yeah. It's making continuous sequence.
New York tennis up.
Ain't too often you come around me, sociable nipping.
Well, that's because a sociable nigger only becomes that way when he's about 68 or 70.
I'm 73.
That's when they finally learn a lesson. You gotta be a
fucking.
You gotta be a
fucking.
Well, nice. Or from the withered breast of some dead soul, a rose should kindle it to life again. Spittle will shine on it to make it foul. And this dwarf skeleton in feathered caponine, whose armpits teem with worms instead of hair, evokes for them infinitudes of pain. Enraged, they give the evil one the dare. Their rapier grinds his corpse in fantasy, as beams of moonlight cleave the empty air. Lacking the pride that crowns adversity, and grieved at the constant pecking of their bones, they stew in impotent malignity. They are the butt of urchins and old crones, harlots and fiddlers, the ancient brood of dancing ragamuffins, drunken clowns. Poets for alms or vengeance may be good, but unaware of how these vanquished gods have suffered, they think them tedious and crude. They might have fled and taken other roads, as virgin chargers bolt a stormy fray, rather than hurl themselves at armored squads. We'll crown the conqueror in oak wreaths or bay. But as for these buffoons, let's harness them in scarlet rags that scream to keep away. When all of us have spat out our disdain, reduced to nothing, their eclipse complete, these ciphers call out thunderbolts and then go hang themselves from lampposts in the street.
Expect you to feel to see you're alone. No, I wouldn't mind if you just left me lonely. Curse my good name and deliver the blow.
Stroke our meaning of human behavior.
Through the quest to be manipulated by events, then we must question the socialization.
It's a suspected that is our homogenization. Be more slow, like. Be more, yeah, your speed or something. Be more like. And suspect that it is an homogenization.
Thank you.
Okay, are you right? Leak your mind with the mind of that Rick.
There's a face in the monster in me. Two laughs passing by. One's sincere and wanting them. Yet neither know who they are.
Chair in the shade.